The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
The next thing we want to look at is character and fruitfulness in ministry. Character and fruitfulness in ministry. We are going to read from the lead reference. That is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. And besides this, that is page 31. Of our program notes. And besides this, giving all diligence out to your faith. It has been read today by Pastor Kanyade. And we didn't compare notes, which means this passage is loaded. I want to encourage every member of this ministry, please, or minister under this conference, please memorize this passage. Memorize it. Memorize it. There are some passages in the Bible that you just must memorize. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue add knowledge. And to knowledge, what do we add? And to temperance, what do we have? And to patience, what do we have? Godliness. And to godliness, what do we have? And to brotherly godliness, kindness, what do we have? And let us read from there. One to go. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, it shall never fall. Somebody raise up your hand. Close your eyes and pray. I will never fall. Call upon the name of the Lord. Turn into prayer. I will never fall. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will never fall. I will stand firm to the very end. I will stand firm. I will not fall. These things will be in me. These things will be in me, and I will not fall. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I pray for all of you, you will not fall. Amen. I pray for all of you, all these things will be in you. Amen. All these things will be in you. Amen. All things will be in you. Amen. Virtue will be in you. Amen. Knowledge will be in you. Amen. Knowledge will be in you. Amen. Temperance will be in you. Amen. Patience will be in you. Amen. Godliness will be in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, brotherly kindness will fill us. Yeah. He said, if all these things be in you and they are bound, they will not only be in us, they will abound in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Say amen three times. Yeah. We give glory to God because it's going to take us far in life and in ministry. God's desire for us is to be fruitful. God's desire for every one of us is to be fruitful. God's desire for every one of us is to stand firm. And stand firm to the very end. That is his will. It's not the will of God that anybody falls. It's not the will of God that anybody fails. It's not the will of God that anybody be unfruitful. Can you have a child and we think that child will be unfruitful in life? Every parent expect fruitfulness and blesses his child to be fruitful. I thank God because all that it takes to be fruitful, God has put in us. And in the name of Jesus, we will not waste them. God is depositing so much into us in this conference. And on the day of judgment, we shall give account. And when we are counting, our portion shall be, well done, thou faithful servant. He blessed all his creation with the power to be fruitful. All creation, even ants, have power to be fruitful. Rats, rabbits, plants. God bless them. Say, be fruitful and multiply. We must produce fruits meet for repentance. We must produce fruit meet in the Great Commission. We must labor well in the power of the Holy Spirit to contribute in no small ways to the growth of the church. We thank God the church is growing, but it can be faster. It can grow more. It can grow more. I will personally say that our growth has been slowed down. I must do something about it. And what we are doing about it, some of the things we need to do about it is what we are doing now. As ministers, we do our best. Then as members, as individuals, you must put in your best, you must be diligent. You must prove fruitful. Jesus Christ said, I've done my best. He said, oh, the only person that will be lost is a child of perdition. We must do our best for the growth of this church. It's a commission of the living God of hosts that entrusted into our hands. God trusted it with us. That you be here. Occupy my office. Labor for me. Continue with my redemptive work. When God sent Jesus Christ into the world, it was for the redemption of mankind. When God sent the word to the world, it's for the redemption of mankind. When God was raising us up, is to continue this redemptive work. And by the grace of God, the Lord has helped us to be very faithful. It's your turn. You must be faithful. You must be faithful. You must do your best. God will not take any excuse from any man, especially members of this ministry. God will not take any excuse. It was my habit to tell my children when they were growing, if any of you goes to hell, God will put you at the bottom of hell. Because I've done my best as a parent to train you. And I want to believe no member of this ministry, especially all of you that are here, should be unproductive or should fall here and there or go to hell. Any of us that goes to hell will be at the bottom. But I thought I prayed for you. You not go to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say amen 3 times. Amen. We are very lucky. We are very, very lucky. There's a one young man that had just joined us. When he got to his stand, he met Christ, some Christ women back there. I said, what attracted you to this church? He said, when he saw some Christ Way members, he saw our preaching manual. And he went through the preaching manual and said, this church has good messages for its member. The preaching manual will go to pastors. That is what he saw. He was impressed. And he said, I must be here. And by the grace of God now, we are grooming him also to become a pastor. God God is very kind to us. Let's make the best of this investment of God and be very fruitful in the redemptive work. Let us do our best to continue with the work of Jesus Christ, to bring many souls and many sons to Him, and do everything that will make it possible for us. We must do everything in the house of God so excellently well that everyone will give glory to God and be inspired to serve Him. Look at the fig tree that was not fruitful. What happened to it? It was cursed. And it withered immediately. The second day, Jesus Christ and the disciples were passed by the tree. And they called his attention to it. He said, that tree has dried. You will not dry. Amen. You will not be cursed. Amen. The Lord caused the fig tree. The unfruitful and the unprofitable servant also was banished forever. Go through it. Book of Matthew. He said, unfruitful servants. Oh, cast him out, bind him and cast him into darkness. Forever and ever. We must be fruitful. The character and habits that are required in order to be effective, fruitful and successful in ministry can be learned and developed by everyone. Character is very necessary. Many things are necessary. Character is very necessary. If you look at most of the things we have discussed today, they are all around character. Character is very important. And the character we need to develop, to be fruitful in ministry, to get great results for the Lord Jesus Christ, everybody can develop it. They are not gifts. They call them fruits. You labor for them, you culture them, you get them. The young can learn them. The educated can, and the uneducated can. Irrespective of your educational background, social status, or financial strength, you can learn the characters that are necessary. You don't have to become a pastor in order to be fruitful in ministry. The lady that has just finished speaking with us, to Ross, Sister Bogbon, is not a pastor in this ministry, she's a deaconess. I thank God for your life. I've always been very proud of you. But she won't hear Yawa Burumini. So we are proud of you. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, come on, please buy your autonomy area to work. And what Rugulum was in Mangbeka Kiri, you didn't say that. It's doing so well that they have given recognition even in Abuja, Nigerian National Commission of Senior Citizens. Yep, we recognize him. The Lord will bless you. Okpayemi. What is character? Character is the aggregate of attributes that determine who you are. Determine who you are. Your character determines who you are. Whether you're a good person or a bad person. Whether you're a good Christian or a bad Christian. It's your character. It's your character. It's not the way you dress. It's character. Do you know what our parents say? They say, Ewarini, Eshwininyo. That is your character. Is the greatest beauty you can produce in life. Whether you're a good pastor or a bad pastor, it's your character. There are pastors who don't know how to preach, but they have characters. When some character that draw people onto them, they just embrace them. It's good that you know how to preach as a pastor, but character is very important. There's a good proverb that I like. Our parent told us that a woman has bad character. He told us that I do not have luck concerning husband. Obinrin so e wa nu. Olorun lori oko. Character is very important, ladies and gentlemen, in this work that God has committed into us, especially as workers and ministers in the house of God. Character is very, very important. I don't think you can call yourself an authentic Christian if you don't have character. Christianity is about character, you know. Christianity is all about character. And the summary of that character is being like Jesus Christ. That is the summary. But we shall look at the aggregate. We should look at some of them one by one. In this ministry, I focus majorly on Christ-likeness. Character contributes in no small measure to a person's success in life. I always tell people the story of one of my classmates in Ibadan. It's an Indian boy. Very, very intelligent. I won't mention his name. He's an Indian. Very intelligent, very sharp. But at a point in time, he was becoming proud. He was one of the best in the class. One of the best in class. The final year exam, he was given a patient to examine. Because he was doing very well, he was given multiple pathologies. Patient on phone, it's like what they should begin to postgraduate people, postgraduate examination, multiple pathologies. The patient has many diseases at the same time. This boy got all of them. He got all of them in one person. So the examiner just said, show us how you will demonstrate this. How to examine, how you examine it. Before a professor, he put one hand in the pocket and was examining the patient. Then you put hand in your pocket in the front of your professor. Because you are so confident that you have gotten everything. Then the professor said, is this the way to examine? He said, yes. With your hand in your pocket? Then the man said, I'm sorry. They said, well, you will use 3 months to learn how to behave well in examination. So he was given, his sweet. Was asked to come back 3 months later. He will never forget. Those of us who heard about it, we can never forget. One of the most brilliant students in the class. He was asked to come back 3 months later because of lack of character. There are men blessed by great wives. They've lost their marriages because of lack of character. And there are women blessed with great husbands, but they have missed everything because of lack of character. There are pastors, extremely gifted, highly intelligent, and giving a lot of gift of the Holy Spirit, word of knowledge, and wonderful things, but they lack character. One of them is somebody that I was just trying to bring up. Was so proud, very, very proud, very, very impatient. He ruined everything. He ruined everything. The Lord will help him in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, listen to this. This is a very serious one. This is a very, very serious one. I've observed in this nation, some of our big pastors that fell flat, they were not men that were careless with women. But somehow in their lives, they were proud. And God removed the grace, allowed them to fall. That is very important. To succeed in ministry, to be fruitful in ministry, and stand without falling. God will just remove the grace. Remove the grace. They fail. I pray that God will not remove the grace from you. Faith is not enough. We have been told that today by Pastor Kenya. The faith is not enough for fruitfulness in ministry or success ministry and in life. Believing there is one God is not enough. Satan believes that and he trembles. Okay? There are things that we must diligently seek after to add to faith, to our faith. They are listed in our thematic reference. They are virtue, knowledge. That's verse 5. Then patience, temperance, godliness. That is verse 6. Brotherly kindness and charity. That is verse 7. The apostle impressed it upon us that having these character traits will help us to be fruitful in life and in our journey with Christ and in our ministry, that is, in every area of service that we may find ourselves. For these things, if they be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he has been purged from his old sins. We are of the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. I pray for you again, you will not fall. Men in the house, you will not fall. Amen. Women in the house, you will not fall. Amen. Do you know that some people who are supposed to be here that are not here? They're supposed to be here. But because of character deficiency syndrome, integrity deficiency syndrome, they are not here. I think God now. And I want to go. She buy one language. Some, they had the announcement, but they never put their minds there. The characters that the apostle said we must develop and listed in our thematic reference are the following. Number one, virtue. Everybody say virtue. The word virtue is loaded. The word virtue is loaded. Virtue is loaded. Very, very loaded. It's like the word meekness. Extremely loaded. In the New Living Translation, virtue is called moral excellence. Everybody say moral excellence. The Living Bible, the New Living Translation says virtue is moral excellence. And virtues involves the following. Okay. Number one, conduct or behaviors that are proper. Conducts that are proper. Steppings that are proper. Speaking the proper way. Conducts that are very, very proper. Addressing people the proper way. All these things are characters, you know. They are proper, they are correct, and above board, and are of good report in all areas of life. What are they? Number one, honesty. Honesty is the best policy. Sister Bogon called it integrity. Honesty. Honesty is the best policy. She spoke about that. You must be honest. Otherwise, we misrepresent Jesus Christ. We misrepresent him. And we do damages to the gospel and to the ministry. We must be honest. The next one is chastity. Chastity. Chastity means sexual discretion and purity. Sexual discretion and purity. You live yourself, you live your life in such a way that no. You don't allow yourself to be dragged into sexual mess. Brother Shegun that just left, he developed a policy. He said he found himself almost in it. He reviewed his life. This is what dragged me into it. I almost fell into it. He was praying against the girl. If you are an agent of Jesus, of the devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Then God said, that girl is not the devil. That girl is not an agent in this church. You are the problem. I said, okay, if I'm the problem, how did I become the problem? He examined himself and took a position. He took a position before God. All right. Ladies that I can get emotionally attached to, let me be distant to them. Some of us may say that is over-righteousness. That is going too far. In fact, until you go too far with Christianity, you have not gone far enough. If you have not gone in far, we don't say you have gone too far. You have not gone far enough. That is our experience in this Christian race. When we started, it's only those of us who they accused of doing it too much that remain today. Those that did not do it too much, they have fallen. They have gone back. They have gone back. Better do it too much. In fact, there are some things you cannot do too much in this Christian race. Okay? Sexual discretion and purity. Pure thoughts. Pure intentions. Whatever we are doing must be with pure intentions. These are virtues. Other aspects of virtues are hard work. Work of diligence. Industry. Everybody say industry. Everybody say industry. That is, you do your work very well. You find something done, doing. You are not lazy. You don't stay at home. You don't just stay there. It's industry. Work very well. And work very hard. And work and do your work in very smart ways. Our young people preparing for JAMB or preparing for school SAT or when they're in school, I have a slogan. I said, read like mad. Read like mad. Read like mad. I saw one girl recently preparing for JAMB. I told my wife, I said, this one, going to be told law. This is not how to read for it. Many children have read for JAMB, school sat in my house. I know how they read. The Abayomi man that came last Saturday for senior citizens. Oh my God. As if all their life depend on that book and really to a large extent. They carry their books into the toilets. I told our youths in the last youth retreat, you carry your books to the toilet. The only place you cannot carry your book to is bathroom. I mean, it's a bathroom. And don't think that we are joking. We did it. That's the way we did it. That is where all my children did it. And all the boys and girls that live in my house, that's the way they did it. And whatever you are doing, choir members, you do it very well. Choir masters, you do it very well. You repair very well. Do you know that I don't go to Bible study on Wednesday without preparation? Pastors, I don't just take the book that I've been prepared. I'm the young overseer. I don't go to Wednesday Bible study. I'm not the one leading. At times, I've spent 2 hours on the Bible study of 40 minutes before going there. That is industry. That's diligence. Because if I open my mouth to speak, they must be blessed. And if I'm not prepared before I go, when I get there, I go there to listen. Mama, we're no more. Except I'm now inspired. You carry Bible study, listen. Character is very important. They give you the opportunity to come and lead Bible study. And you just go there and then you, no, you prepare. The first time I gave Sister Buki Ajite a message to preach here, Josma told me she fasted for 7 days. Fasted for 7 days to come and give a message of 1 hour at a conference like this. Character ni, iwani. Awon yen won fowo pe owo ye pere mu kan tan gbele won lowo. And he that bears the vessels of the Lord must be very careful. Does not fight, does not quarrel, and must be very diligent. Virtue. Everybody say virtue. Still in virtue, we have trustworthiness. Virtue brings so many things together. Trustworthiness. I should be able to trust you with money. We have spoken about that. I should be able to trust you with information. A man of God, a servant of God, ministers of God, worker for Jesus Christ, like all of you here today, you must be able to trust you with money. Are you following me? You must be able to trust you with information, and we must be able to trust you with our girls. We must be able to trust you with our women. I'm very sad. I was telling mommy 2 days ago. I said, look at this girl, Omowayi. It's not a member of Christ's way. There were some issues. Then I called her. At what age did you disvirgin? I needed that information. I confronted her. I said, Daddy, I was raped by our church choir master at the age of 12. At the age of 12, the church choir master raped her and disvirgined her. Because some people accused her of being frivolous. He said, have you slept with another person after that? He said, never in my life. He said, that one damaged her psychologically. She had to go to professional counselors and doctors, psychiatrists. Then I was telling her, it's not the only one, no. It's not the only one. I said, this one is not in Christ's way. It was from outside. They brought the case to me. I said, in Christ's way, this girl, the church where they came from, the church where they came from to join Christ's way, the girl was raped at the age of 13 by the youth pastor. You have to be very, very careful. And as we are talking about the evils done by these church leaders, we want to also advise our girls, don't trust anybody too much. We should be able to trust you. We should be able to trust you with information. Oh, God taught me when I got disappointed. I said, God, I will never trust anybody. God said, no, that is too much. My wife told me it's too much. It's an overstatement. And God told me, I've told you several times, Abi, you use salt, and you use trust like salt. Some food don't need salt, Abi. You want to make pounded yam? Do you put salt in the yam? If you do that, something must be wrong. So likewise, you don't ever trust some people at all. One of my friends was eating pawpaw and was putting salt. I said, I've never seen this before. I said, man, it's very sweet. I said, there's natural sweetness here. There are some people you don't trust at all. But you must be trustworthy. And trustworthiness goes beyond doing evil. Can we trust with assignment? Do this work. Do this work and get it done. When Pastor King and I, myself, were compiling the list of people who are going to write this. To my dad, my name is Onishe. And dad knew, Shuma Onishe. And that is how some people lose many opportunities in life. Then I told him, put this one there. So, the people I didn't know, he knew them. Daddy, I finished there. I shall go marching to Shiloh, Konishi. If you are going to go far in life, if you are going to go far in ministry, trustworthiness is very important. In your business, people should be able to trust you. And then you enjoy the goodwill of people. And you enjoy the goodwill even of God. Empathy, humility. Everybody say humility. One of the greatest virtues in life is humility. In fact, one of the seven cardinal virtues. Humility is one of the seven cardinal virtues. Humility. Look at some of our men, people at the top. They are very humble people. Let us learn humility. Let us be peace loving. Not ready to fight. Not going out to shout on people. Just learn to be friendly. These things are virtues. These qualities make you an admirable person. Makes you a winsome person that people want to relate with. That people want to work with. And people want to work for. They make people to give you access into their lives. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Another character they want to look at from our reference is temperance or self-control. That is the last thing we studied in the last Bible study last Friday. The character of self-control. Every minister of God, every worker in the house of God must have self-control. And one of the questions we discussed on Wednesday in the Bible study, what are the evils of not exercising self-control? Then we said, if you can talk anyhow, you can eat anyhow, you have no control over your tongue, over your sexuality, God cannot touch you. God cannot give much in your hand. And people cannot trust you. People will be afraid of you. People will be afraid of you. You become a toxic person. Self-control will keep you away from many things that can ruin your ministry. One of the men that we are trying to help, he didn't get converted under us, not never a member of our ministry, but he just brought himself for us to mentor him. But he cannot exercise self-control. We have invested into his life. Mommy and myself, we invested into his life. When we see the gifts, Kinmokwe, gifts, gifted man, highly intelligent. He had very big library. Audio cassette into hundreds. Hundreds of audio cassettes. And listening to them every day. He can quote the Bible. He can quote most of the Bible offhand. Oh, you are impressed. But when you move nearer, a lifestyle control. Especially in the area of anger. And that can destroy so much. The first church, we gave him money to start that church. The first church, he got angry. After he had gathered about 30 people, he got angry with his wife. Oh, party woman in the church. Oh, for equality in the church. Oh, Lord, Lord, you require marriage. Oh, you are in the church. The following Sunday, many people did not come to church. And really, the church collapsed. No, this man will never commit adultery. If he dies here, or he faints here, to be faint, if he faints, and a woman lies on her, he will wake up. He will wake up. Who is the... He will get out of a fainting state. That is how morally standard he was. But anger, Olodumare, and pride, and this thing destroyed him. Eventually, he died an untimely death. In pride, and in the and for lack of self-control, he cursed his wife. And the curse went back, it bounced back on him. It bounced back on him. Self-control. Everybody say self-control. Sad to say, many children of God have ruined their chances of greatness in ministry through lack of self-control. In their relationship with the opposite sex, in vituperations, that is, violent verbal abuse, castigation, denunciation, and condemnation of others. The next one we want to consider very important in ministry is patience. As a minister of God, you must develop the inner stamina to bear provocations Ananias calmly. Bear misfortune calmly. Bear pains calmly. Bear delays without becoming restless. Without becoming disturbed. Bear discontent without complaining or grumbling. That is patience. Number six, you must be quick to hear. Listen actively and intentionally. You must be slow to speak. That is patience. Be able to patiently gather all the facts before jumping to conclusions. That is fairness. That is patience. Not rush to believe in people or things or information about others without finding out. It's wicked to believe information about other people without finding out the facts. It's wicked. It's wicked. One typical example in this country that I will never forget, which many people in this country fell into, including believers. I don't know what happened to one plane that got missing. The plane just disappeared. They said, Obasanjo, if you call Jadini, they use the plane to take away money from this country. Years later, the plane was found where it crashed in Ogun State. Olu Ayonyo. Opolopo wa kamato idari yeje ni o. Kamato idari yeje. Elo ma toro idari yeje. When there was problem in the campus here, where are you here? There were many accusations against me. Many classroom members believe them. They said Omoli gave him 100 million. Some classroom members believed. Unfortunately, they believed. How many, many evils? Be patient. Be fair. Be just. That is godliness. We are going to a kingdom where unrighteousness will not be permitted into it. Must be relaxed. The last one we want to talk about, our time is gone, is godliness. Everything is written down there. Everybody say godliness. What's number one there? Be properly reconciled to God. A godly person is properly reconciled to God through total repentance and faith in the redemptive blood of the Lord, of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. What is number two? Sacred and excellent to direct in all things. That is godliness. Godliness is not wearing a ring, you know. It's not your dressing carelessly. That's not godliness. These are godliness. There was a time in this country wearing shoes was condemned as ungodliness. It's only those who wear sandals who are godly. I said this is a lie. They wanted me to join them. I said, I'm not going to join you. They begged me, they invited me, they did everything. I refused to join them. Godliness is not in watching films or television. No, it's not godliness. You may not watch television, you may be watching girls on the street. They are also television. Are they not television? You can be watching men on the street. Godliness, look at godliness there. Hold the word of God as sacred. Hold the word that's made perfect to direct. Acknowledge God in all your ways. You fear God, you respect Him. You put God first. These are Christian character, these are God, Christ likeness. Love God more than people and possessions. Be ready at any time to give all that we have for His sake, even your life. When we were discussing self-control last Wednesday, I told them something. If you are not going to be misbehaved, be proactive. For instance, to banish Christi, if you are not going to deny Christ, just imagine, put yourself in position. Imagine some people, gunmen, come into this congregation and say, all those who are ready to die for Christ, possibly they're going to shoot you. Where you go? Save your life. No, you must take a stand before it happens. Because if by the time it happens, you have not taken a stand, it's likely you take a wrong step. That's why they taught us in Esu those days. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back. That cross before me, that wall behind me, that cross before me, and that wall behind. Otto. These are taking decision, quality decision, before you are confronted. Be ready. You need to give your life. You be in constant expectation of the consummation of the kingdom of God. There are 20 things there that are called godliness. How many things? 20 things. There are 20 things there. I'm going to stop there. Because we are here at 4:00. We cannot talk about everything. In fact, whatever remains there, they have all been mentioned one way or the other today. Tin ba drinking ma soro lori aseju ni ele ti ete gbo igan oto e lo jire ninu e, and God Almighty will bless you and prosper you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us rise.